dummy.
You're tuning in to the Dummies Podcast. I'm Stop.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Hootie, nigga.
And we back like we never left, because like we say every week, we never leave. It's special episode, eight. We here. We live and direct, man, in the Content Factory with Kneezy. Yeah, the new Bust Back Records. Ooh, wow.
Super pressure.
I hope I did that right, Dan. But you know what I'm saying? Feeling good, feeling great. We here. Kneezy, man, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm on tour right now. I'm feeling good.
On tour?
Where you been?
That's crazy.
Man, we've been traveling since April 1st. Between April 1st and now, we've been in between New Orleans, Mississippi. Went in Huntsville yesterday. Here today, we got to open up for Boosa tomorrow.
You ready? What Boosa gonna be at?
Bank.
Okay.
In Mobile.
Yeah. Okay.
So y'all gonna? Are you on tour with Burger and everybody else?
No,
y'all got your own tour. Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. So you're going to open up for Boosa tomorrow.
Yeah.
What is, like, the road life? Because, see, I never got the experience. I used to rap, but they didn't let me get the road life. They put me in the open mics and shit. I ain't get to go
you
outside the city.
You weren't successful enough.
I would lie, though, but, you know, I just didn't get to go there.
Yeah.
What that's like?
We're going to get you there, cuz.
We're going to let you perform somewhere.
This my first time going on tour, so I'm really still experiencing so far. I done got mad 2 times.
Why?
Mad? By what? You ready to be home?
Just the way things go.
You might run into anything. You know what I mean? Right. Like anything. Mm-hmm. First night, last night what I got mad at, we were somewhere. Uh-huh. Police took my weed.
Mm. They took your weed.
It's okay. They just took.
Take the what? Lead the what?
Think about it like this. They took the weed and not you.
And that
cool. That's true.
So cool.
Yeah.
I was just mad because he was going home to smoke.
He going to go home and smoke it. Man, I had a little partner, man, ran into an issue. Got caught with a whole bunch of weed. Mm-hmm. Just got out of jail maybe a year and a half ago. Mm. Said, you want to go to jail or do you want your weed?
Yeah, that's
no. Not only that, they took $25,000.
No.
Now, if you go to jail, you're going back for 8 years.
Yeah.
What you going to do?
Right. Take the $25,000.
Yeah. But how sick you
are. That's lawyer fees anyway. That's lawyer fees. That's my books. Here, you go.
So they took your weed. Were you about to go on a show and the law took it? You got pulled
up? Yeah, we were finna go on to our show last night. And he was just, you know how you got someone that just be on that extra type time. And he must have just wanted to pick me.
Couldn't cop nothing in the show?
You tried?
By that time, I was mad. I ain't gonna lie. I was
different
mad. I was mad.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd have tried in the show.
Yeah,
some.
See, that's why I had come prepared, you know, because I try not to move a certain type of way, you know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, as far as from the music scene, you got your single Pressure.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Big Pressure.
Pressure. How you
out right now.
How you came out with Pressure? How you come up with that?
Honestly, man, lost my job, lost my car, all that happened. It, like, one time, I would say, and then I was just...
About
like,
how long ago was that?
Almost a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Almost a year ago, I lost everything.
Gotcha.
And then, like, a few months after that, I was just so frustrated, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, ain't no way I can let the frustration out.
Yeah.
Besides music, so...
It help you out. It's therapy.
Have you been doing music, or this new for
been
you?
Been doing music.
Yeah.
Been doing, just didn't know how to put a story in it like that, you know what I'm saying? On the beat like that, and all that.
So signing to the new Bus Back over there with Dirty Dan. Shouts out Dirty Dan, man. One thing about Dirty Dan, man, one of the most genuine people I know, was real instrumental in our music. You know, like I told you, I rapped. He was real big on, if you came through that, he was putting you on BLX. Putting our shit out there on the radio. But Bus Back had a nice name going on. He did a lot of work. He put a lot of work out there in the streets. Yeah. How does it feel, and how do you feel? Do you feel pressure trying to jump into the new Bus Back?
Yes, sir, because it's been going on. It's 20 years, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, what you going to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What y'all going to do? Spark it out. You know
put
what
it
what
on
saying?
Yourself. So put it on yourself.
It's pressure for sure, but I don't be tripping. I most sore look at it like, it's a blessing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't get to be right here. Even
Agreed.
Though I saw him.
Agreed.
But everybody don't get to be right here.
They don't get to be that close.
You know what I'm saying? And going on tour and seeing, you know, different artists. What you finna say, Kangaroo?
Being from Mobile, you think it's a little bit better now? Because it's like, we got a lot of artists
a
here.
A lot of
but
artists.
But when we was coming up, it was C9, Mr. Big.
And that's it.
And that's it.
That's
C9
it.
C9 was more local. It was just Mr. Big.
Then Rich Boy came later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was it. But now it's like, 7, 8.
It's a lot of them
niggas, man, who making noise. Shouts out to all them boys.
And it just came about. You know what I'm saying? It was quick. Even for me, my motivation was Young Blue.
Blue.
Like the closest thing to me for me to see, oh, yeah, you can really make it.
Right. Why Blue, though? Blue.
Because he, the hands on, he was, I saw him going through it in real life. You know what I'm saying? So, and to see him now, yeah,
he helps out.
What's crazy, I don't know if you know this hoop, but nigga, bro was trying to align songs with Blue.
Back then.
Jeez. So that's how long, that's, you know what I'm saying, my boy been consistently going with it. Yeah. So you ready for the long haul. Like, you say you've been doing it. So before Pressure, did you have any other mixtapes?
No, I just would drop. I always been in the single market. It's like every time I try to work on a mixtape, it always become a single.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, I'm going to stop trying to do a mixtape and just... I just drop hits.
You
just
so going forward, it's all singles, but how often you think you're going to drop a single? How often?
In the process right now, I'm barely in the studio because we've been doing promotion runs, trying to push Pressure and Do Your Dance and all that. It's not going to, I don't think it's going to be hard, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm coming to, I got a plan, per se. Mm-hmm. I got a real plan. Mm-hmm. And if I stick to the plan, I think it's going to work.
Yeah. Do you dance? Is there a dance for that?
For sure.
Okay. You going to show us? You going to show us what it looks like?
Got the tick. I'm going to be able to do your dance.
Right now.
Okay.
Do you got to have rhythm right to do it, though?
Because he ain't got no rhythm. He ain't got no rhythm.
Zero.
So you got to give him a dance that kind of flows with his skill set.
After my second cup, I'm still going to do it. It's just not going to be right.
You ain't going to know what it is. So.
Everybody will be able to do it, definitely. Okay. I'll show it to y'all.
You'll catch me on Instagram. You're like, that ain't even
so you're going to teach us to make sure we know. Okay, because I'm do your thing. I think I already got some steps now on
two left steps. Two left steps. You saw them steps, huh?
Hate us. So you got Pressure. You got Show. You open up for Boosie.
Yeah.
Who were some of your musical influences?
I don't have that many, but shout out to Future.
Future Henry. That's not bad. That's a hard worker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who put a lot into the game. Some people tried to, you know, disrespect his art that he put out, but nobody really looked at. I ain't gonna say nobody, but some people didn't look at the work ethic that you got to put into.
Yeah,
that's what's up, Knees.
Yeah,
Knees. I'm gonna do my damn.
I appreciate you.
Please don't let them do it alone. Where can people find you? What's your social media handles
everything?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram,
YouTube,
Snapchat, YouTube.
Apparently TikTok.
Under TikTok. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
TikTok. I got a lot of social media. Actually, just type in Kneezy Knee.
Spell it. You gotta spell
Kneezyneee. And I'm on everything.
When you make that TikTok version and you teach the dance, make sure you send it to him because he going to let you go viral with that shit. How wrong he going to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Just make sure I splits right now.
Make sure you get it cut.
Yeah. Any other information or things that you want to let these folks know?
I'll give some advice to anybody that's trying to do what I'm doing, man. Just keep grinding, keep working, keep God first.
Keep God first. That's always an important one.
God in the grind.
Now, a question coming from Mobile, you know what I'm saying? They always say, like, the industry this, the industry that. Does that make it a little harder when you got to suppress that Mobile? Like, oh, I got to go do this.
Yeah.
I don't want to cuss this nigga out.
Never suppress yourself.
It's hard to host that Mobile.
Yeah, it is. But then, I don't know. See, I'm the type of person, I just always try to keep my cool, try not to get offended by a lot of stuff.
You was mad last night, though.
I was. That was a lesson, though. That was my first time.
But you kept it cool.
I still kept it cool. I was just like, God, that was the first time, though. But next time, I'm ready. I'm good.
Yeah, gotcha. You're good shit. Man. Well, we appreciate you for sitting down. Anytime, you got my number.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media. It's thedummiespodcast.com. The Dummies Podcast on Instagram.
Knees and knee on everything.
Content Factory, yes, B-Ham. let us know, man, what you got going on. If you need to promote something, send it to us. Let us know, and okay, you know, we'll work together. Yes, let everybody sir. Back in Mobile know what's where we at on, and how to find us. You know, and we're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna network the state.
I appreciate y'all, yeah, man. Real
appreciate
talk.
You for coming through.
Believe that.
And do your thing at the Boozy Show, like a motherfucker.
Man, I'm finna go crazy.
Do your thing.
You finna go crazy?
Yeah, man. Hometown.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Hold on. Where's that? Bank.
Yeah.
Okay. Bank. Okay. Oh, it's gonna go stupid.
What y'all doing tonight?
Bank.
Doing anything?
I don't even. We've been going to show Honeycomb some love. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Be safe. Yeah.
Be safe.
Be safe.
For sure.
Okay. Don't get mad.
Dummy.
We're going to keep this show rolling, man. Here with my man, Solid Black, man, on the new Bust Back Records, man. How you feeling today, Solid?
Feeling good.
I asked her, you part of the new Bust Back, man. How you feel, like, I don't know how you... Did you know a Bust Back way back in the day?
New Bust Back.
Yeah, new.
I mean, I knew a Dirty for a long time. I was a little boy then.
Yeah, when you knew a Dirty then.
I was a child.
Yeah.
How old are you, bro?
27.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, like, to be, you know, with his label, carrying the torch, and I'm listening to Levitate, dope music that you already making. How you feel about carrying the torch for the new wave of Bust Back?
Shit, cakewalk, bro.
Cakewalk.
Oh, so it's easy like that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just make it's easy for you to make music.
A partnership easy regardless. Like a group, that's easy anyway when you got help.
Yeah.
I feel you. How long you been rapping, bro?
Like 10.
10 years? Okay.
When you started taking it serious?
Said. Oh, damn, who blowed? Young Blue blowed up. We were hanging together every day.
Mm. You, yeah. Okay. That's what's up.
So you watched him.
We you know, man, we used to rap when we were young. We were little boy, you feel me? I'm talking about like just had a microphone and a computer. Mm. Told the microphone back and forth to each other how whoever get put out, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's love right there.
Go to one spot, you feel me? It was so much going on, but I always supported, bro, you know what I'm saying? I've been supporting him since we spray painted the group names in the street and shit, you feel
Let me ask you, do you write a punch in?
I mean, I can do both, but I'd rather write.
You rather write?
I'd rather write.
Okay. Because I see a lot of artists sometimes, you know, they just kind of punch in. For people who don't know, they just kind of, they coming off the head with it, and then they kind of pick up where they fell off and jump back in on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was curious how it worked, because I know sometimes when you write, it take a little longer sometimes than punching in.
I mean, shit, not for real. I mean, but like, if you just...
It's just more thought out.
It's more thought out. It's more... You done worked on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
whereas if you coming in there punching in, you just goddamn bullshit kind of.
Where you get your motivation for your music from?
Motivation? Shit. I'm motivated right now. I can't walk in the living room and see this shit.
I feel you, bro.
So just whatever you be around kind of give you the motivation?
Just basically the grind, the energy, the vibe that's put out, and you know what I'm saying? I might just be talking in the group or something. I might just walk out, put my earphone in my ear, and just get to working. Just,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
The grind. The grind will motivate you. Okay. Yeah. How the road life been for you?
It's decent. I mean, shit, man.
You prefer that over being in Mobile, or you want to go back to the crib?
I prefer just moving. You feel me? But shit,
you see shit.
My PO goddamn on my ass. Like,
like I'm here, I'm good, I'm chilling. Yeah, I'm trying to make some shit happen.
But is that a good thing for you to kind of be away from the city a little bit? You know what I'm saying? You ain't in the day to day.
Oh hell nah. Like just because like I barely do it. It'll be a good thing when like, if I can do this shit down there once a week, two, three times a week, you feel me? Shit, hell yeah, it'd be a good thing. Right now I just feel like I'm getting lucky.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But that's part of it. Like, you know, you putting that work in, you making music like what you making with Levitate, man. You keep putting songs back to back to back, putting it in your grind. Shit, it's going to be an everyday thing.
Right. So what you working on now, bro?
Shit, I got an EP coming out.
How many songs?
Probably about six songs. Something like that, five or six songs.
You prefer that or the single or the longer album? What you prefer?
I mean, shit, need to say shit. I don't even need a single ain't my thing. I could put the single out, but she like shit. You know what I'm talking about? Like, just drop your EP, mixtape, EP, because, you know, somebody like she a single type of person. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Like, what's your relationship with Neezy?
Oh, that's so.
Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. Cool like that. Gotcha.
That's so.
So when people listen to your music, what they gonna hear?
What they motivation?
Yeah,
I ain't gonna tell you the goddamn. I ain't just, you know, I ain't motivation, bro. Feel me? Shit, a lot of street shit though. You know, somebody like just original hood.
Your
shit.
Life.
Oh, man.
Your life. I feel you, bro. All you can talk about is your life.
Is there a song that you ever like stepped out? You say a lot of street shit. You got any songs right now that you stepped out and kind of got out your comfort zone with?
Shit, I feel like I'm out my comfort zone all the damn time. Like,
you don't like to talk like that, or what is it? You out your comfort zone right now?
Oh, my bad. No, hell nah.
You good right now?
You know how you want to just get on the beat and get loose.
Yeah.
You feel me? Shit, I be on that type of shit. You feel me?
I feel you, okay.
Now, is it sometimes because of maybe what shit going on, some shit you want to say, you were like, nah, maybe I shouldn't put that out.
Or you say whatever.
Nah, I don't just say whatever, nah.
It's some shit you just can't, yeah.
I don't know. Like poetry, I be trying to be on that type of shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. I fuck with that. I like that. That's some deep, different type of thinking when you're in that poetry type shit.
I just jump back to my, you feel me, like on some type of music I make. Just, like I say, motivate, you know, and basically it's a lot of reminiscing. It's, you know, to my like,
mm-hmm.
you feel me, shit, and talk good. You want to talk this shit into existence.
Right.
You feel me, just.
Got to, man. Got to.
So you believe in that, like talking things into existence and things like that?
Shit, why not? I mean, yeah. Shit. Everybody done goddamn seen it happen here and there before. Like, shit, man, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna get. Man, look, my partner Blue, he say, man, bro, I'm a goddamn, ooh. It's not. I believe in him. I ain't gonna say I ain't believe in him, but shit, you feel me? Like,
showed you,
man. He showed me, you know, to my, it's possible, bro.
Yeah.
You said you got EP coming soon. What's some of the other steps you got trying to make?
Basically, just. Well, me personally, I just want to push my EP for like, I'll push the EP, a single, we'll push a single for like 2 months, you feel me, instead of be working in the process, and let's just, and then we do a lot of moving around and collabing, like, that don't mean we ain't working just because shit ain't just dropping,
right.
But we just, it how we roll out too, like, we roll out in a fashion like, what I want to say, we'll push the promo. Mm-hmm. Pull that out for, you feel me? Like, push the promo up on. And then that thing, no goddamn, 2 weeks later, shit, we'll fuck around and goddamn, you know what I'm saying, shit. Drop the original song, you feel me? Or drop the goddamn
so question. Video. Where you staying at Mardi Gras?
That is a mobile question. Where you post up?
Where you staying at?
In the hood, shit.
But where?
What's the hood?
What you standing everybody in front
don't
of?
Know where the hood at.
What, you know, the Rick at?
Yeah. I ain't talking about just the Monday parade, like a regular parade. Where you standing at?
That's why I stand at, like, on a regular day.
You on Spring Hill.
A regular right. day. That's your spot.
Okay. I know the spot
at. Okay. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
And you already got a title for your EP?
Certified.
Certified.
Yeah.
I like that. Solid Black Certified. That lets you know everything you need to know about your music.
Quick and straight to the point. You know what I'm right. saying? But, hey, bro, advice, pay attention to all of it. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be focused on the EP, focus on the singles, focus on the projects, focus on the business. Get into all of that shit, man, because that's your life.
Yeah.
That's your life, man. Pay attention to all that shit, bro.
Anything else you got going that you want the people, our listeners, to know about everything that you got going on right now?
Ain't shit. Y'all can add me here. I'm here well, man. Word than L, you feel me? Like, shit, what?
Solid Black on everything?
Yeah, Solid Black on that. Well, not, IG Solid Black, you feel me? Solid_Black.
Spell it for him. You know you got to spell it. You know?
Fable, you can type in Solid Black, but it take you to my music page. But the real Perk and Cam, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Instagram, what's about the Instagram? SolidBlacc?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Solid Black.
Gotcha.
Hey, man, we appreciate you, man, for sitting down, taking time out. Man, make sure you know, follow our pages, add us. You know, if you got anything going on that you want us to promote or let us know, just, you know, shoot us a message and let us know.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good, shit.
Believe that.
Keep grinding, bro.
Appreciate it.
And on that note, we'll be back next week like we never left, because like we say every week, we never leave. You dig?
Out of here.
Yeah. All good.
Yeah. Appreciate you, homie.
All right.
Dummy.